around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, we love when you all connect with us on social media. Welcome back to Hour 2 of America's number one travel radio show, everyone. It is just past 11 a.m. Eastern Time. It is Saturday, September 21st, 2024. And as we kick off this second hour of the program today in our live broadcast, the F Block is going to have us talking fall festivals.
It is. And this one's a street festival. It's no secret that street festivals have been going on for years. They happen all over the world, and they certainly are very popular. Here in the U.S., one of the largest street festivals happens each October. It's in Evansville, Indiana. It was just voted best fall festival in the U.S. by USA Today in the Reader's Choice category. And what caught our attention and stood out is that it attracts north of 200,000 visitors each year. Waiting to join us to share more on the Westside Nightclub Fall Festival is Brandon McClish.
Hello, Brandon. Welcome.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. It's an absolute pleasure to be able to talk about the nation's best fall festival.
Well, all right. First, we have to start with the Nut Club title. I think that's where we got to go, right? Okay, so share with us how the festival got its name and its start back in 1921.
Yeah, so it's actually on my resume, and I was working for a national company. That was the number one question someone asked me. So it's actually in 1921, a group of businessmen in Evansville, Indiana, had lunch on West Franklin Street under an acorn tree, and as they were conducting business, acorns kept falling on their picnic table, and therefore they decided to call themselves the West Side Nut Club because they were on the west side of Evansville, and it had to do with acorns falling on their picnic table. And 103 years later, we're having the 103rd West Side Nut Club Fall Festival.
Well, that in and of itself is something to celebrate, anything that lasts 103 years. Brandon, I see the festival has had a lot of different iterations over the years. It looks like a lot of growth in the 50s when more rides and entertainment were brought in. So how would you describe the Nut Club Fall Festival as it is today? Give us an idea of the scope since it's such a massive festival.
Organized chaos and an absolute phenomenon. And what I mean by that is we have the festival on a street that is one of the busier streets in Evansville, Indiana. We shut it down on the Saturday before. 120-some-odd food booths come in, all not-for-profit. Mid-America shows out of just northern Indiana come down, set up all the rides. We are a full week of 200,000-plus patrons come through. Millions of dollars of economic impact, and then the Sunday after Fall Festival, by noon, the street is back riding, and you cannot find a single speck of trash. All the flowers are replanted. The windows are washed on all the buildings. It is an organized chaos for seven straight days, and then it is absolutely beautiful at the end of it.
Brandon, Rudy Maxa here. I understand that over the years you've had gold medal Olympians and other high-profile grand marshals who have ties to Evansville as the grand marshal. Now, who's going to be the grand marshal this year and why?
So for this year, we have the two-time IndyCar winner, Al Unser Jr. So Al's wife, Norma, is from Evansville, Indiana. She's a graduate of F.J. Wright's High School. She's actually a family friend of mine, and we were talking about 2 years ago about this and thought this is the perfect place for them to be. So Norma, his wife, has Evansville ties. They live in Indianapolis, and we're always just thinking, what's next? What's next? We've had Lily King, a multiple Olympic champion. We've had former baseball players, and everything has a tie to Evansville. With Al Unser's wife, Norma, this was a no-brainer to bring her on.
So Brandon, I got to ask you on that, okay? Because, I'm a big Don Mattingly fan, big Yankees fan. Everyone knows that on the show. And I purposely, one of the first business trips I ever took, I went to Evansville, Indiana, just because I was such a big Don Mattingly fan. Has he ever been the Grand Marshal?
So the problem with the hitman is he can't commit to it because he's always hoping to be playing in October.
No, that's true.
So he has not been our grand marshal because he's always wanting to be coaching in October. So it's hard for him to do it because now he was with.
Well, I associate Mattingly and Evansville, so we got to make that happen.
All right,
happen
we got to figure that out someday. I'm sure you've tried.
Believe me, it's every year we reach out to the Mattingly team. They And he is such an integral part of Evansville. He has Mattingly Charities. So he is doing so much with our Challenger Baseball League as well. So he is massive in this community. It's just he always wants to be playing in October. So we make this decision in June, and he doesn't want to commit in case, you know, when his team's he doesn't want to say, oh, you know, let's just say he's not the White Sox, and they knew they were going to be eliminated
They'll lucky if they have 40 wins this year. Right?
So, exactly. Brandon, in terms of organized chaos, give us a little more specifics on the actual chaos, whether it's, you know, what's new this year in music and entertainment. Yeah. I know you have a lot of food. It wouldn't be a festival in the U.S. without all kinds of crazy fried foods. But what kind of rides, music, entertainment, anything new that you want to shout out?
Yeah, so when I go to Organized Chaos, is you know, I want to go back to this is strictly 100% non-for-profit. Every single food booth comes down there is non-for-profit. And what the chaos is, it's always new because say you have a church or a youth organization or a baseball program, well, it's always someone new as the president or organizing. So we have a new person coming in trying to run that booth, and we're making sure that they have everything aligned. But it is action-packed from the time it opens. Every single morning we have music going. This year we've switched to having the Monsters of Yacht as a Nashville yacht band, not yacht rock band, coming in. They're going to close out the show on the Saturday, which is going to be exceptional. We're going to bring in numerous people for that. So as I said, from the time we open to when we close, and the crazy part is we, you know, when everyone leaves, that's when we actually even show up even more to clean the streets, because when you come back the next day, there is no trash anywhere.
Well, all right, so Brandon, you know, we hear the enthusiasm. Folks, I want to let you get this runs October 7th to the 12th in Evansville, Indiana, right? Now, we are told there are about 120-plus food booths that all operated by, nonprofit, as you just mentioned. Okay, I appreciate that. And the money generated from the festival, also from folks, what we love, it goes back to the community. So can you share maybe a few examples of how the festival gives back to the community, since that really is in line with the spirit of its founders? Yes,
absolutely. And yes, I could talk about this for hours. So
well, you have about a minute. Said,
okay, well, everything that every member of the Westside Nut Club is a volunteer. So every food booth is 120 plus food booths. They are all non-for-profit. All we do is charge a very minimal fee for them to hold their spot. So it's somewhere around, say, $600. And then a lot of these food booths generate between $30,000 and $50,000 that week by doing Pronto Pups, Monster Years, and everything like that. All of that money goes directly to their organization. We don't ask for it. We don't even care how much you made. We just want you to make it. And then on top of what we do is in 2019, we started the nation's largest half pot. We didn't think it was going to be the nation's largest half pot, but that last year we did $1.8 million. Wow. And just this last Tuesday, we gave away $700,000 in checks in person at our large Founders Day event.
All right, Brandon, listen, that, by the way, amazing number. Great. I want to give the website for folks as well, folks. Again, the Westside Nut Club Fall Festival, I just said October 7th to the 12th, so make your plans now if you're in the Evansville, Indiana area. Website, Nut Club. ClubFallFestival.com, NutClubFallFestival.com. Best of luck, Brandon. Appreciate it. Thanks very much for your time. By the way, folks, if you've got a favorite fall festival of your own, share it with us, rmworldtravel.com/contact. Up next, well, we are going from Evansville to Bangladesh for the Personal Connection segment. God bless. Folks, we have an adventurer you're not going to want to miss to be the fastest person to visit every country. We're coming right back.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it with a unique formula of ingredients that help support your body's response to inflammation. Give it a try and get the 3-week quick start for just $19.95 at ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, that's the number 4, to get that deal. You can also find that info at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. Don't mask pain, fight it naturally with Relief Factor. And folks, it's $19.95.
You know, we are such big believers in the importance of travel insurance, especially in today's world. It's affordable and protects in so many ways. There are some things in life you shouldn't do without, and traveling with travel insurance is one of them. If you're planning a trip, do it with coverage from TravelGuard.com/carry. Besides flight or trip cancellations, you'll be covered for delays or interruptions, medical expenses and evacuation, lost luggage, and more. Wherever your next trip takes you, get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/carry, or find a direct link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com. Just look under sponsors. Traveling with Scenic is more than a cruise. These are hand-picked, thoughtful, personalized experiences designed to connect you with fascinating destinations, all in ultra-luxury, inspired by decades of expertise. If you're seeking a relaxing and rejuvenating all-inclusive river cruise in Europe, our friends at Scenic will deliver a trip of a lifetime. How about booking to go experience the Christmas markets right now and enjoy the holiday season in a fun and unique way? River cruising in Europe with Scenic, folks, it's in a class of its own. Right now, you'll get 2-for-1 fares plus free air. Check out scenicusa.com/carry or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Have you heard of cancer-fighting foods? The American Cancer Society discovered diets rich in fruits and veggies may actually lower your risk of cancer. You should consider doing what we do and add Field of Greens to your daily health regimen. Each fruit and veggie in Field of Greens was doctor-selected for studied health benefits. Get 15% off and free rush shipping at fieldofgreens.com when you use the promo code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y. That's fieldofgreens.com. Use code CARRY to get your discounts. Or you can always find a link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, you know, this absolutely is your place for travel and so much more. Thanks for being part of the show, everyone. We are now moving into the personal connection that's sponsored by EmeraldCruises.com/carry.
Travel aboard an award-winning Emerald River cruise in Europe or maybe Southeast Asia. That's going to mean that you're going to uncover rare sights. You're going to delight in regional wine and culinary tastings, and they're going to take you to places of local and historical significance. So how about booking today and go experience the European Christmas markets with them and save?
Who doesn't want to save, folks? Right now, you can go explore the Caribbean as well with Emerald aboard their luxury yacht. That's an option for you as well. They sail with only 100 guests. All meals, airport transfers, drink packages, and more are included. You also get your excursions, Wi-Fi included, plus port charges and gratuities, too. As a show fan, you'll get 2-for-1 fares right now for travel to Europe or the Caribbean, plus free air, all right? So as Mary just said, save. Visit emeraldcruises.com/carry to pick your trip or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, Michael Zervos is the focus of today's personal connection. He's on a journey that's not for the faint of heart. He's going to visit every country in the world, but with a twist. Let's find out more as we connect with him via Google Meet from Dhaka, the capital city of Bangladesh.
All right, well, it is already after 9 o'clock in the evening there on a Saturday. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show, Michael.
Hey, Mary. Hey, Robert. How are you?
Well, we are very well.
Great.
We really appreciate you joining us today, so thank you for that. So, you know, we have spoken to a few people on the program who have visited every country in the world. I think only about 600 people or so have actually done that to date, but at a much more leisurely pace than you're attempting, Michael. So I want you to share with everybody what you're doing and what exactly Project Cosmos is.
So Project Cosmos has two parts. The first part is I'm trying to break the world record to be the fastest human to travel to every country, UN nation in the world, 193 countries plus the two observer states. And then the other part, the more personal part, and I hope the one that lasts past the record once I break it, is the collecting of stories of happiness throughout the world. I ask one question to everybody I meet, and it's, what is the happiest moment of your life?
Okay, well, you already, I love that part. You already answered my question. So it's the 193 United Nations member countries plus two observer states. That's a lot. And what's the record? And what are you trying to beat? What are you going for?
So the official Guinness World Record is 554 days held by a gal named Miller in the United States.
Okay, that 534 days for a...
I thought you said 54, 554?
554.
Oh, 554. Yes. And what are you going for? What's your aim?
Well, I'm not disclosing it because there's actually some people that are hot on my trails. And if they know when I'm going to complete it, they'll know what to come in under.
Well,
they kind of have the catbird seat.
All right, we'll just say it's going to be 553 at least. That's it.
You're going to make the goal. We're rooting for you. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. So you're in our personal connection segment, Michael, and we want to delve into what you just said earlier, a little bit more about what you're talking to these locals about. So you're obviously trying to beat a record. You're on this race. But I'm really curious with this question that you're asking, what are people's happiest moments, if you're noticing any broad patterns in all of these different cultures and communities that are making things that make people happy.
Okay. Now that I've interviewed probably, let's say, between 12 and 1,500 people now across the world, I am starting to see some patterns. Now, they aren't as tight as you might imagine. And I'm not not scientifically or empirically studying the world. Yeah. I'm not, you know, selecting groups of people for this, that, and the other. I really come up against people. I might meet them on the street. I might have personal connections with them. I might meet them on, you know, happenstance in the hotel. I just meet locals in the place that I'm at. So the patterns are, loosely, sometimes I hear education, especially when it's a developing nation and when it's younger people. I also hear the firstborn child, particularly when it's a woman around the world. I'll hear that very often when I have my first. But a lot of men will also say when I'm a first time I was a father, I've heard that quite a bit. Occasionally you'll hear when I'm married, but not that often. And I would say maybe the education, the childbirth, and then maybe I think those couple, maybe like 20 or 30% of the answers I get, and the rest are varied all over the place.
Very interesting. So kids, and education. Yeah, there's patterns within that.
Well, listen, I hate to say, in some parts of the world where you are, they may have arranged marriages as well. That may not be the happiest day of their life.
That's
and so
true.
Forth. So it just could be. But, you know, one of the things is, as Mary and I were preparing for this today, I was thinking about, you know, I love the diversity in the backgrounds of the people that we interview on this show. And I understand, you know, you're a feature filmmaker. You've done some commercial work as well. Is the natural filmmaker in you, you know, you must love that unique story. It has to be coming out during your travels, you know, as you're chronicling everyone's answers to your questions. So where I'm really going with this is it more than just breaking a record to you at this point?
Well, you know, my sponsors wouldn't like me saying this because they're doing this for, they're helping me out to break the record. And I'm so appreciative of so many of them. But the big reason, the personal reason, I think the one thing that's going to outlast this record, because, you know, there's the fastest person in the world. And then, you know, a year later, that record's broken. And then that record's broken. So, like, I'm cognizant of the fact that somebody's going to come a year later, 5 years later, and break the record. But what I'm hoping will happen is that some of these stories will touch people in a way that it will last past the record. You'll be able to come to my Instagram, to my YouTube page, to just on social media. This stuff, you know, the internet keeps it forever. You'll be able to watch these stories again and again, just going through maybe day by day, country by country, watching one at a time, whatever it is. And those will outlast the record itself. As a storyteller, that's what I cherish the most.
Yeah, and we'll give your Instagram at the end of the interview. I was on it last night, and it's very powerful, all of these different stories. Really powerful what you're doing, and really interesting to hear these people from all over the world and what makes them happy. So I want to get a little logistical here, because I really can't imagine this aspect, right? The visa application part. You know, you're applying for visas on the fly, and some countries are not easy to get into. So with delays, I mean, you can't just show up. How's that going?
Yeah. Well, I was talking about sponsors. One of my sponsors is a company called iVisa, which has helped me with many, many of the visas. We applied for about 30 to 35 of them on my passports before I even began traveling. I had to go to many different cities within the U.S. just to get them hard printed in my passports. And I have two American passports and I have a Greek passport, right? So that's another thing. I needed a lot of passports to get all the stamps. But visas are a big issue, and they keep people out of a lot of different countries. Fortunately, the U.S. passport is quite powerful. It's among the most powerful. But, you know, going to a lot of countries, you know, particularly in Africa, where there's Africans who aren't able to go to adjacent countries because they can't even achieve a visa just in their neighboring country. So I really took for granted that aspect of traveling and how we're able to travel to so many countries on a Western passport.
Mm-hmm. You know, when you mentioned as far as somebody will come along and break the record, but your stories will outlast that feat, I guess the good news is that you will be providing inspiration to others to try and take you down, right? So, I mean, that's one thing that I'll put out there. And what I want to know is, you know, what keeps you going, Michael, in those tough moments? Maybe it is the visa. Maybe it's a challenge getting somewhere. Maybe it's somebody you've met who's been a heartfelt story, whatever it is. You know, or when things go awry and the quest seems insurmountable. You know, what keeps you going?
Well, you named one of those things. You know, at the very, very start of my trip, there was a gal I interviewed in Russia, and she told me a story, and I really liked the story a lot. And she said, you know, you're probably going to forget, you know, all these faces that you met along the way. I mean, because, like, I'm the first one. And she was one of the first ones that I had interviewed. And now I'm I'm 100 countries in, and I remember every single one of those 1,500 interviews that I've done. Not only that, I remember all the people who I didn't put on camera, because there are many who didn't. They wanted to be off the record.
Sure.
You know? Mm. So for me, I tell them the videos are not for me. I'll go to the grave remembering you. What I want to share with you, with everybody else who follows me, is your story. That's what I'm the medium for this. So you're what's keeping me going. And I mean, it's like hearing these stories day by day. I wake up with childlike wonderment. I wake up with a smile on my face, and I'm thrilled to do it over and over again.
All right. Well, last question for you, and we have about maybe 15 seconds for this. So you don't do you have an idea where the journey will end and roughly when? Can you share that with us?
Oh, this is an easy one. It will end. I'll come back to the U.S. It'll be the final country.
Okay.
Coming back home to Detroit. And it'll be sometime before, in the middle of the summer.
All right. Well, we have listeners there on WDTK Radio, so hopefully they are tuned in. I want to give your Instagram. The Instagram, folks, is just The Project Cosmos, K-O-S-M-O-S, The Project Cosmos. You can follow Michael's journey, all the interviews and everything. Really nice connecting with you. Safe travels, Michael.
Thanks, you too. Appreciate the time.
Yeah, we wish you well. Take care.
Thank you.
All right, well, the screen with Michael here in our studio just went dark as the Google Meet session ended. Folks, good for him. The Project Cosmos you can find on Instagram. All right, in about 10 minutes, RJ will be here behind the mic for the Open Road. Witches will fill our airwaves for the Museum Gallery in about 20 minutes. Boy, the show has such diversity. But next, Rudy will talk fictional travel in today's Right Stuff. Three more segments to go on this September 1st, everyone.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Feeling secure in your own home shouldn't be a luxury, it should be a given. That's why Simply Safe Home Security is dedicated to providing protection and peace of mind to all families. With LiveGuard technology, Simply Safe's 24/7 monitoring agents can act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm. Visit simplysafe.com/carry to save 50% on a new system with a free indoor security camera. Again, that's simplysafe.com/carry to save 50% on a new system with a free indoor security camera. Or find a link at armworldtravel.com because there's no safe like Simply Safe. You owe back taxes, right? Well, here's the question. Why is the IRS targeting you and not millionaires who owe a fortune compared to you? Wealthy people have tax attorneys. You probably don't. You want the Tax Network USA team on your side to solve your IRS tax problems quickly and painlessly. Their attorneys, strategists, and expert negotiators employ brilliant strategies designed to solve your IRS problem quickly in your favor. So call 800-780-8888 or visit tnusa.com/carry to get a free consultation, or go to armworldtravel.com for a link.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This segment of the show is sponsored by amac.us/carry. In just over 6 weeks, we Americans will head to the polls with critical issues at stake for our country. The economy, global conflicts, border security, parental rights, our national debt, and more. And there's a simple way for you to unite with others and fight against the policies that are harming our nation. It's called amac.us/carry. AMAC stands for the Association of Mature American Citizens. It's an organization of more than 2.1 million patriots who are committed to saving the country we love. And it costs just $1. Think about that. In today's inflationary times, this may be the best money you've ever spent. AMAC stands for the values of its members and fights every day to protect the individual liberties outlined in the Constitution. As a member, you'll also enjoy more than 100 discounts with companies that share your values, including an array that will serve you big time when you travel. Hotels, car rentals, theme parks, shows and events, movies, restaurants, and so much more. Plus, you'll receive a subscription to the bi-monthly AMAC magazine. Your voice matters, and as a member, you can have a real impact. So you can get your one-year membership for just $1 by going to AMAC, that's A-M-A-C, amac.us/carry, C-A-R-E-Y, today. As always, you can find a link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, one of the ways we travel, and sometimes the only way some people travel, is through books. We can read about places in both fiction and nonfiction and let our imaginations take us there. And for this week's Right Stuff, I want to call your attention to a new book that takes you traveling in a major and unusually historical way. The book is titled Literary Journeys, Mapping Fictional Travels Across the World. I underline the word fictional there. This book is not a guidebook. It's not a book that'll tell you what guest house George Washington slept in.
We're dealing with books of fiction entirely here. And this book examines journeys through 75 books that cover travels over 2,500 years. It's edited by John McMurtry, and with the help of a dozen writers, John put this book together. John, welcome to the show. Now, please explain these...
Thank you, Rudy.
Explain these brief synopses of books in which travel plays a great importance. How did you decide which ones fit this very unique book?
Sure. Well, thanks for having me on. And first of all, we wanted to really capture... have a big sweep of time from antiquity to the present. So, as you said, more than 75 titles, I think 78 in all. And all over the place, we want to have male and female voices, not just Europe, but throughout the world, and illustrated as well. So a full range start, not to finish exactly, but yes, covering many centuries. So as you say, fiction, but real places. So we wanted to have these be based, well, perhaps many people have been to some of these places, or they want to go to some of these places, or maybe they want to actually stay away, but they get the thrill of reading about them, right?
Right.
There's something like The Road, which is an apocalyptic novel, of course, by Cormac McCarthy. But it's perhaps like seeing a horror movie. You know, you don't want to experience it in real life, but it's it can be thrilling to read about it, to say the least, about his work.
Well, let's take the classic novel Dracula. Bram Stoker is the author, but the book, you learn a lot of information about the author and the book, not just places. For example, I didn't know, and your book reveals it, that the author never visited Eastern Europe, and Transylvania is such a well-known part of that part of the country and that part of the novel. But Dracula's travel was actually one of the main themes, and the author did stay in the UK in Whitney Abbey in 1890. Is that a real place? Can it still be visited today?
It is, it is. I mean, they're the bones of the place by the water, I think. And, a couple years ago, I think there was a big gathering of people probably having some fun during the pandemic, still all dressed up, the fake teeth and all. So it's there. The bones are there, and it's also where Vlad the Impaler, he gets when he travels to England. That's where he is.
That's his first stop. Well, let's flash all the way forward to 1960. You talk about John Updike, who wrote three or four of the Rabbit books. Rabbit Run is the one that you picked out here for 1960, mm-hmm. And those are fairly conventional settings to Americans. It's basically the guy who leaves his pregnant wife and takes to the road to escape, doesn't succeed, but we're talking here Connecticut and states we're all familiar with. What can a reader learn by reading this?
Well, we didn't want everything to be high drama on the high seas, Moby Dick and people's lives at risk, although there is some of that in Updike. But I think he wrote it, and I think it's fun to see some of these books in conversation with each other. And if I'm not mistaken, he wrote this in reaction to Kerouac's On the Road. He wanted to tell a story about what happens, the price that has to be paid at home, what happens when people do hit the road and they sort of, they find their bliss, but there's a cost at home. And I think there's something to be said for these stories, sort of the middle stories, I think John Updike would say, people living in the suburbs and perhaps, that line about quiet lives of desperation, right? And to do it in such beautiful writing, of course, as he would do, and with humor, too.
Well, it's just a fascinating book. It's a compilation. These are generally one, sometimes two or three pages on each novel with illustrations. And as I say, it's not just a travel book. It's sort of a history of the writer. Some of them are a history of the writer, the plot of the book, and the travels the characters took in that book. So it's a great way to learn about other places to visit. John McMurtry is the editor who put this book together. The book, again, is titled Literary Journeys, subtitle Mapping Fictional Travels Across the World of Literature. Just a really great book, John. Thank you so much for working hard and working with all the writers who helped put this together.
Thanks for saying that, Rudy. Thanks for having me on.
And we'll be right back.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
You owe back taxes, right? Well, here's the question. Why is the IRS targeting you and not millionaires who owe a fortune compared to you? Wealthy people have tax attorneys. You probably don't. You want the Tax Network USA team on your side to solve your IRS tax problems quickly and painlessly. Their attorneys, strategists, and expert negotiators employ brilliant strategies designed to solve your IRS problem quickly in your favor. So call 800-780-8888 or visit tnusa.com/carry to get a free consultation or go to armworldtravel.com for a link.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope. And they're fun.
Fun isn't hard.
Right. Babbel's interactive lessons, podcasts, games, and more make it fun and engaging, so you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life. You can choose from topics like travel, business, relationships, and more. You'll learn what matters most to you. Plus, Babbel's lessons are designed to get you speaking right away. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations.
Just 3 weeks? Even better.
Since Babbel's lessons are designed by language experts and voiced by real native speakers, you'll get the accents just right and be able to carry on conversations with confidence.
Learning a language with Babbel doesn't take long.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
And now, try Babbel free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Switch to Boost Mobile and get the ultra-smooth, ultra-powerful iPhone 11 for $49.99.
He didn't stutter.
See every angle with dual cameras.
Make it a double.
All on America's largest 5G networks.
Large and in charge, baby.
Get with the power of Boost and get the iPhone 11 for $49.99.
That's half of Benjamin.
Boost Mobile.
Unleash your power.
ID verification required. New customers only at one per line. Additional restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com for details.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be signs that your digestive system isn't working at its best? But taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil supports your daily digestive health using a special plant-based fiber called psyllium. Psyllium works by forming a gel in your digestive system to trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Metamucil's gelling action also helps to promote heart health and slows down sugar absorption to promote healthy blood sugar levels. Start feeling lighter and more energetic by taking Metamucil every day.
Want to be spontaneous with your travels? How about booking an award-winning Emerald River cruise right now to go enjoy the European Christmas markets? Or how about going to the Caribbean with Emerald aboard their luxury yachts? You'll get all your excursions, Wi-Fi included, all meals, airport transportation, drink packages, port charges, gratuities, a lot more. As a show fan, you'll get 2-for-1 fares right now. Just go to emeraldcruises.com/carry to pick your trip. emeraldcruises.com/carry or ouremeraldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm RJ Carey here again with this weekend's Open Road segment. Thanks so much for sticking with us. Before we get rolling, this portion of the program is sponsored by buyraycon.com/carry. Now, we've certainly talked up Raycon's everyday earbuds in the show, and maybe you've thought, wait, so the same audio quality I expect from the big guys, but at half the price? Well, that sounds pretty good. And that's true. Now, here is some of the good news. They've just launched their upgraded model of their best-selling everyday earbuds, which means you get features like optimized gel tips for a cozy custom fit and 3 customizable sound styles. But now you also get active noise cancellation, which is a major plus, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with 2 devices at once. They're also available in a variety of vibrant new colors. And if you've been wanting to check them out or buy a pair for yourself or someone close to you, I have to tell you there truly is no better time, because right now you get a 30-day happiness guarantee. You have nothing to lose here. You also get 15% off today, plus free shipping if you go to buyraycon.com/carry. You can also find a link at armworldtravel.com under sponsors. Now folks, this week I thought I would take us back to a style of the open road that I used to do a lot when we first started this segment, but haven't really done it so much recently, and that would be to just talk a little bit about what's going on in the automotive world at the current moment, go over some of the big news stories right now. And the truth is, the automotive space has changed drastically over just the last couple of years, even really just the past year. You know, electric vehicles, much as we talk about them here in the show with a little bit of a sense of doubt, a sense of, yeah, but they'll never become mainstream attitude, they are a very real thing and grow further and further into daily life with each day that goes by. You know, in fact, in Q2 of this year, global electric vehicle sales reached an all-time high and beat Q1 sales by almost 20%, which is the largest jump from fiscal quarter to quarter that we've seen yet. U.S. sales alone totaled 330,000 vehicles just for quarter two. And keep in mind, Ford averages about 190,000 F-150s per quarter of each year. Now, yes, we are comparing total sales across all brands against just one model of one manufacturer, but the F-150 is the best-selling vehicle in the U.S. by a large margin. It's no small feat on the hand of EVs. So, needless to say, the rise in EV adoption is likely here to stay, and it's not really hard to notice as well. I see electric cars every day now on my morning commute. I'm sure you do as well. You know, it's not just Teslas anymore. It's Hyundais, Fords, Porsches, Lucids, and even Fiskars, which the company did recently just go bankrupt, but story for another time. In the meantime, the rise in adoption is happening while market share of Tesla is plummeting, which I just touched on a little bit. Tesla's EV market share fell below 50% recently for the first time ever, a major sign that competition has finally caught up to them. Of course, the media would like to have you think that, you know, this is the fault of Elon Musk, whose unapologetic tweets have landed him under quite a bit of scrutiny over the past couple of years. And while this may be true for some of the Silicon Valley Tesla drivers, many of whom are switching into Porsche Taycans or Lucid Airs, I would really doubt it has had any effect on the mainstream Tesla buyer base. In fact, the Tesla Model Y remains the best-selling electric vehicle in the country, and sales are not slowing down on that particular model. Overall sales for Tesla are down 6.3% this year compared to last, but like I just discussed, that's really only because the competition has gotten that much better. And speaking of competition, a growing threat to EVs here in the States are, well, EVs, but EVs coming from China. There's a Chinese electric vehicle manufacturer called BYD, which is short for Build Your Dreams. A little corny there, but they've boomed over the last couple of years and are preparing hand over fist to launch their lineup in the United States. Overseas EV manufacturers have not really proven to be successful here in the U.S., mainly because most people are generally averse to electric vehicles at the moment, but are especially averse to foreign-made electric vehicles, with the exceptions being on the luxury end. And keep in mind, BYD previously had no plans to sell in the U.S., but as the European car companies know, the U.S. market is among the most lucrative in the world when it comes to cars, and Americans crave big, heavy, expensive vehicles with lots of amenities and features. And BYD's current lineup focuses on smaller sedans, cars, commuter cars, typical of the Chinese car market. However, over the past couple of months, they have unveiled several electric luxury SUVs and trucks, a clear indicator that they are eyeing the U.S. market. Not to mention, the company already owns several factories on U.S. soil where they build electric vans and buses, and this is a must for large-scale production and introduction to the U.S., as building the cars on U.S. soil allows them to bypass that 27.5% tariff on a vehicle built in China. And while companies abroad continue pouring money into electric vehicle development, one U.S. company, which claimed to be working on their own EV, has effectively backpedaled, actually. That company is none other than Apple. For years, they were rumored that they were working on their own car. Many people thought it was an April Fool's joke, but patent filings in conjunction with Foxconn made it a very real thing. Well, this year, COO of Apple, Jeff Williams, reportedly told the 2,000-person task force working on the car it was shelved effective immediately, which is certainly an interesting news story and not a cheap one. Most reports corroborating that Apple spent over $1 billion on their ill-fated automobile. And I'm going to leave it there for now. That's all for this week, but rest assured there will be plenty more to talk about in the world of everything automotive between now and the next time I join you from Maui in just a couple of weeks. Don't go anywhere. We're taking you to Salem, Massachusetts in the Museum Gallery coming up after this short break. But until then, I'm RJ Carey. This is RM World Travel. Drive on, America.
Join the travel duo and team by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, well, RJ has just left the studio. Mary and I will now take you the final 7 minutes today. If you like to mix witches and travel, well, who doesn't love that, right, folks? Today's Museum Gallery is for you, and we're sponsored by Hilton Grand Vacations.
Yes, and here's another way to enjoy locations as unique as you are as you consider your holiday and your winter travel plans, because Hilton Grand Vacations provides premier travel experiences with over 200 resorts in places like New York City, City, Las Vegas, Mexico, Italy, the UK, Japan, and more, including popular destinations like Florida, Colorado, Hawaii, Virginia, South Carolina, and elsewhere. They provide spacious upscale accommodations with home-like features and resort-style amenities.
Yes, they do. We're going to be in one of their Hawaii properties as of next weekend. As part of the Hilton portfolio brands, folks, wherever travel takes you next, you always feel at home with Hilton Grand Vacations, as they have so many perks waiting for you. So go to HiltonGrandVacations.com today, or just find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
Well, fall is in the air, and it officially begins tomorrow, September 22nd. So for today's museum gallery, we're heading to Salem, Massachusetts, because Halloween festivities are beginning in this city on the north coast of Massachusetts. Rachel Christone is Director of Education at the Salem Witch Museum, and she joins us now on the show hotline.
Well, she is indeed. Thanks for giving us a few minutes of your time today, Rachel.
Thanks for having me.
You know, a visit to your museum, really, I think it's a good first stop to visit Salem. The Salem Witch Trials certainly shaped the area over the years, making Salem one of the most visited areas in the country during the Halloween season, for sure. So I want you to talk about with us first the historical significance of the landmark building.
Yeah, our building was built in the 1840s, so it's quite old, though not Salem Witch Trials old. It was actually originally used as a church. And when the church congregation disbanded over the years, it kind of fell into disrepair, and it eventually became the Salem Witch Museum in 1972, which makes us over 50 years old now.
So as far as the museum itself goes, Rachel, that was a dark period in Salem's history. How would you describe some of the exhibits that chronicle the trials and explain what visitors will actually experience?
So we're kind of an unusual museum. We are a experiential museum. So we offer two immersive exhibits. The first, visitors go into a darkened auditorium and stage sets are illuminated in time with a narration, giving an overview of the Salem Witch Trials. So it's intended to kind of bring people into the 17th century, kind of set the scene, and give you just that kind of brief introduction to this very dark and important area of history.
Mm-hmm.
Then visitors go into a second exhibit called Witches Evolving Perceptions, which is a docent-led tour where they'll hear about the European witch trials that predate Salem, the evolving image of the witch, you know, why do witches have pointed hats and broomsticks in pop culture today? And then we end by talking about the importance of this history and the patterns of human behavior we can see in the Salem witch trials and today.
So very interesting. So you also cover the European witch trials, which I think a lot of people don't even know about. So back in 1982, the Salem Witch Museum did work with the city to develop the Salem Haunted Happenings Festival, which now happens. It's every year. It's very popular. It goes on, I think, most of the month of October. So talk about some of the various activities planned to get folks out in the Halloween spirit.
Yeah, Haunted Happenings is kind of, who could have expected it to become as popular as it has become? It actually started as a 2 days, weekend-long fall celebration that was geared towards families, and it kind of exploded as the years have gone on. So throughout the whole month of October, people come to Salem. They go on tours and visit the attractions, but they also have, you know, special things that are going on throughout the month, like Halloween balls and, you know, trick-or-treating and stuff like that, Haunted Happenings and the like. So it's really, it's a really unique time to be in Salem. It's a little bit crazy, but it's also a little bit fun.
Yeah. A good combination.
Absolutely. You know, I was thinking, and just Halloween in general, we had somebody actually, Rachel, who worked for Mary and me for about 10 years or so. I mean, it was hands down her most favorite holiday of the year.
Yeah.
God, she used to get so
she
into
She used to
that,
prepare
so.
In it early was. September.
So I'm sure she had been, I've never asked, but I'm sure she'd been to Salem many times over. So, you know, back to the museum before we let you go. You recently acquired some very old books on magic and witchcraft. I want you to talk about that because they offer a glimpse of what, you know, that time was really like. So what do you want to share about that?
So this has been a really exciting year for our museum. We've just added two new artifact cases into our exhibit, Witches Evolving Perceptions. Some of the books relate to the evolving perception of witches and their pop culture representation. You know, we've got a first edition of Wicked signed by the author, things like that. But the older books, which I think are more fascinating to our visitors, are from the early modern period witch trials. So we have a book called the Malleus Maleficarum, which is Latin for Hammer of Witches, which was actually a witch hunter's manual. Our copy is from 1600, which places it right in the middle of the witch trials period. So it's definitely very chilling to see that book because, you know, one wonders who was reading it in 1600, what was it used for.
And the conditions,
oh my goodness.
You know, are they in good condition?
They are. They're in remarkably good condition. Wow. So, I mean, definitely fragile, but they're beautiful to look at.
Do you change the pages for people? Do you rotate that so they can see them?
We will. So this is our first year having those books on display. Yeah. We do also have a first edition of The Wizard of Oz, published in 1900. And that book, we have been turning the pages as the years go on. So
That's great.
Be doing that. Next year, we'll have a day where we turn the pages.
Well, we're going to get ready to turn the pages in a minute here, but I want to give everybody a chance to go to your website, SalemWitchMuseum.com. SalemWitchMuseum.com, folks, will take you there. Rachel, appreciate you giving us a little time again. Have a great weekend, okay?
Thanks so much.
Right,
take care. Bye, Rachel.
Have a good Halloween.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right, here we are talking Halloween, and this is the last official day of summer, Mary.
It is, but if you want to go to Salem, you better get your tickets now for everything.
By the way, summer does not return, folks, until June 20th, 2025. So go enjoy the last day of summer out there across the country. Until we are back again live next Saturday, September 28th, special thanks to all of our guests who appear on the show today with Mary and me and Rudy. Thanks to our show team, our network affiliates, and our sponsors. And thanks to all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Wherever you may be headed this week, safe travels and enjoy.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.